friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
All right. How about those Guardians last night, man? That was fun. I got to say, it was worth it. And then you want to start scoreboard watching to see what Texas does. And I'm enjoying this. I really am. And by the way, it's been a nice diversion from the Browns. Let's not kid ourselves, right?
We don't need a diversion. It's two games in, baby. You got the number one defense in the NFL.
I'm just kind of feeling it. I'm feeling.
What are you talking about?
It felt good last night to watch that game last night. I'm going to be honest.
Of course it did. It was fun.
You know, and then they come back. They get the home run with two. I'm like, damn, 27th out. Why can't they get it? Why is it so hard to get that 27th out?
Kate Smith's been really good. He gave he threw a fastball and it didn't go where he wanted it to.
All right, let me throw this at you.
Throw it, baby. Throw it.
Is Stephen Vogt, I'll ask you this too, 216-474-0092. Should he be considered for manager of the year? I can't think of a bigger controversy than having two guys dumped off the team for gambling allegations and one who's allegedly the best closer in the game at the time. Like, I can't, and then able to steer. I mean, it's been a weird season. You look at all the winning streaks and the losing streaks.
Even if those two guys being tossed off the team cost you three games. Well, there you go.
Right.
There you go.
Exactly. I look at this, and then I'm like, okay, well, who else is probably going to be up for manager of the year? And it's hard not to look at John Schneider in Toronto and A.J. Hinch. I mean, let's face it. I mean, Detroit, when you go back and look at what they did over the last two seasons, you know, Detroit probably earns a shot at that. I kind of peeked over a lot of things, and there are some gaming places that don't even have vote on the board. I did find one. He's behind Aaron Boone and Kevin Cash. Like, Kevin Cash in Tampa has a better shot of being manager of the year than Stephen Vogt. Do you think he's...
Is he worthy? Sure he is.
Yeah, I think this is definitely a year that if you want to talk about controversy and being able to, you know, make something out of nothing.
You know what, though, Andy? I think it's bigger than just is he up for manager of the year?
Okay.
When they hired him, it was kind of out of the box move. You know? It was kind of like...
Especially for them.
How about this? It was kind of like Pittsburgh hiring Mike Tomlin years ago. Mike had been like a coordinator for 1 year. Had been a coach, but it's like, you hired who?
Couldn't you say the same for the Ravens? Like, did they hire the right Harbaugh?
They hired a special teams coach. Yeah. But a guy who had been around forever as a special teams coach with, you know, at the University of Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
and then in the NFL as well, and with Philadelphia, and they hire a special teams coach. Our front office identified a guy that they thought would be a good manager. And you know what? They got it right. He has managed the snot out of this team.
Wow.
He's driven me, which is good because, wow. You know, sinuses in our, with all the hay fever and
that
stuff.
That is true.
I mean, allergy you don't season. Want, you don't
yeah.
want that.
Yeah.
He drives me nuts sometimes with the platooning.
That's a weird word, though. Let's be honest.
Snot?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not. He drives me nuts with the platooning, except for one thing. Does he have a whole lot of choice? I mean, we've talked about how few everyday players he has.
The biggest move was taking Manzardo out all the time. That was driving me nuts.
That drove me nuts.
Yeah, I was a fan of
that. Yeah, and even now, pinch hitting for the, you know, whoever's the DH and going lefty-righty and, you know, all that. Anyhow, going to a six-man rotation?
Yeah.
Well, that worked, didn't it?
It did work.
And guess what?
Whose call was that? Like, who do you think?
Well, it's got to be him.
Not necessarily.
I would think it was.
I would think the front office has some say in that, too.
I would think that it was group talk, but I would think ultimately he and Carl, no, they weren't thinking, they were talking.
Oh.
I would think ultimately Carl Willis is involved. Guess what? Now they're pitching that.
We hope that those two guys are involved.
Yeah. Well,
we hope that Carl Willis had a big voice in that
room. Well, whoever did it, Andy, it worked, and I'm going to give the manager credit.
I mean, there. I'll put Brad Goldberg in there, too. Put him in there, too. Why not? He knows those guys. Who's hanging out at the bullpen more than he is?
Okay. You're right.
I hope it's the baseball guys that are making that decision.
Whoever did it, it worked, and I'm giving the manager credit. And now they're going to pitch that. Why? Because here comes Gavin Williams on full rest. Last time he pitched was last Thursday. Tanner Bibee tomorrow on full rest. Last time he pitched was last Friday. And then they're going to push Logan Allen to the weekend against Minnesota. I think Stephen Vogt is managing the bejeebers out of this team. And I think he's done a really good job. And this might not mean much to anybody else. I love the way he handles himself. I love the way he presents himself to the fan base. And to the fan base, I mean through the media. You know, he comes off as level-headed, yeah, smart. I think he's very Stefanski, if you want to know the truth. He says more than Kevin.
I think he has more energy than Kevin.
I think he says more than Kevin.
Yeah.
But I think we have two good young guys running these teams, and I think they're both good at what they do. And I give Vogt a ton of credit, man, because I don't think this is anywhere near the fifth, sixth most talented team in the American League, yet they could end up making the playoffs.
The credit comes from being able to keep this thing together,
yeah,
at the trade deadline.
Well, and you lost Ortiz, so there goes the guy you were counting on to be one of your starters.
Mm-hmm.
And you come up with, you know, you come up with Joey Cantillo. Well, he works. You lost Ben Lively, who was supposed to be one of your starters. And, you know, you improvised. You did some things. It worked. You got Logan Allen back on track after whatever happened last year with him. You've managed the heck out of the lineup, which isn't very good. I mean, Andy, you've got the lowest batting average in the major leagues. Your offense is anemic.
Anemic.
Yet you've been able to piece together enough offense to go along with the pitching. And I think Stephen Vogt deserves a ton of credit for that. And I don't think he gets it. I mean, good for him.
All right, so Texas wraps up their series with Houston tonight. That's an 8-10 start. Because they played the other day when that was the half game that the Guardians picked up on the day that they were off, right? So now the Guardians are sitting at 5.5 back in the Central. Like, I can't even believe we're even talking about the Central, knowing that you play Detroit 5 more times this season. I'm not really worried about the next series. I'm worried about it just changes the dynamic if they could take 3 there. Especially the way they won last night. Man, they just found it. And that the ball found a way to, you know, stay skinny on the lines, I guess. I don't know the best way to put it. But, God, I don't know. Was it luck? You think a little bit of it was luck last night? It's hard to place the ball near the line, right? It's hard to get a ground rule double. I mean, these aren't simple things in baseball.
Their extra base hits in the 10th inning it was like, wow, look at this going.
They jumped up 4% yesterday in their playoff possibility. On ESPN. They were at 10% yesterday. They're at 14.7 right now. They were like 10 and change, and now they're 14 and change. So they're like pretty much a 5% jump in the opportunity to try to make the playoffs. All right, so what has to happen from here on out? I love the fact that they changed the rotation to try to grab 2 games here, to try to, you know, throw your best pitchers out.
Managing your team, isn't it?
Well, it is.
It's managing your team.
It is. Dan, I don't know. Give me your thoughts on this.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's been fun. I mean, this is what you want of September baseball. You want to be in the middle of all this stuff.
Absolutely.
It's what you want. I mean, this is what we all said is, hey, give them a shot and let's see how this goes. They've won 9 out of their last 10. They're on a 5-game win streak. Keep it going. It's all you can do. I mean, the tiebreaker is still up in the air against the Tigers as well.
So now we're even at 4 games apiece, right?
Yeah. And I think they've got 5 to play.
And man, could you imagine if they won the Central because of a tiebreaker?
Heck yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's... This is what it is. This is the playoff chase. This is what makes it fun. Is every single night you're paying attention to not only your team, but paying attention to all the other races that are going on, trying to see what the Mariners are doing, seeing what the Astros are doing. Like, you control your own destiny if you just keep finding ways to win games.
Yep.
It's awesome. And this is what you want.
And last night's game was just a blast. I mean,
even if they lost?
Yeah, Andy, it's what is this ultimately? It's entertainment.
Yeah.
And what was it last night?
It was entertaining. Absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't think you can give vote enough credit. I don't think you can give the organization enough credit. Now, before I say, before I get calls about this, yeah, I know. They should spend more money. Yeah, I know. They can't hit. What are they? They're entertaining. They're giving us a product that's fun to watch.
Jeff, I haven't thought about the lack of spending money at all.
I haven't either.
The only thing I think about is I wish they had another bat.
I wish they
had, and I don't correlate that exactly.
I wish they had three more bats. And they better find some. The way this organization handles pitching, I mean, think about it. You lost the best closer in the game, and you lost a starter who was on the rise, and you're not getting them back. And guess what happened? Well, all right, let's slide the setup guy to closer. He's pretty darn good. And let's bring up Joey Cantillo and let's make sure look at Slade Ciccone. All of a sudden, oh, look at there. They've been able to fill those spots with very little trouble. Now, losing those guys might have cost you two or three games, and that could cost you a playoff spot. But it was beyond your control.
Who are we chasing in the wild card right now? Let's be honest. Because Boston's falling apart a little bit here.
Yeah, and Boston's starting to slip, but they've got the Athletics.
Yeah, Boston also went – Boston went from like 90-some percent to 86% chance of making the playoffs. Yeah,
well, I mean, they're facing Oklahoma, so who knows? They've pretty much rolled over.
I don't know. Wouldn't it be great if they I would love it if the Red Sox didn't make the playoffs. Are you kidding?
I want them in because they're fun to watch. Yeah. Red Sox are a fun team.
I want them out because anytime
they
the Yankees
score a ton
are
of runs.
As long as the Yankees or Red Sox are out, that's a good deal.
I'm here for entertainment. I'm here to put my legs up and just watch really good baseball. So give me the best teams that you could possibly give me that'll put my feet up and I can watch great baseball.
Give me the best teams minus one plus the Guardians.
What's it say about yeah. I'm with you. What's it say about the game itself right now? What are we, 12 games left to go in the season? There's only been three teams actually mathematically eliminated from the American League playoffs.
Yeah, I hate that.
That there's only three teams?
I know it's allowed our team to be in it right now. There are too many teams in the playoffs.
But they're not in the playoffs right now. I mean,
there's too many teams that will be in the playoffs. That's what I mean.
Even in the National League, you're looking at only three teams eliminated. Only six teams have been eliminated. How about that? All right, let's continue on. We'll talk more about the Guardians. Do you think Stephen Vogt should be the manager of the year the way he's been taking care of this team? Are you on board? I mean, Jeff
or at
and I
least
both,
we should appreciate what we have here.
Yeah, maybe that's a better point. Plus, Kevin Stefanski coming up around the top of the hour. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.